Well, something to think about as you drive tonight is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's idea to get rid of the state's gas tax, a good one. The tax is 17.5 cents a gallon. It would be swapped out with what he calls a small increase in Virginia's 5% sales tax to replenish highway maintenance funds.
We go live now to David Alpert. He is the founder and editor-in-chief of Greater Greater Washington. David, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
The economy has hardly bounced back. States need the money. So what's the problem with the governor's proposal?
There are a number of problems. One is simply Virginia needs money to pay for transportation. There's a big backlog in terms of fixing roads and bridges, building things like the Silver Line, and otherwise improving the transportation systems for people who use roads and transit in Virginia. By getting rid of the gas tax, the governor would be essentially giving up the opportunity to get any revenue from people who are driving right through Virginia, maybe going from the south to somewhere in the north. A lot of them pass right through Virginia and would pay nothing, even though they are going to be using a lot of the roads. They would be adding wear and tear and so forth.
Let's hear a little from Governor McDonnell. He was our guest this morning on WTOP. He explains why he thinks the gas tax really isn't bringing in the money it was originally intended to. Let's listen to him first.
It'll give us about the lowest gas prices, I believe, on the East Coast. But more importantly, the gas tax is in long-term decline because of inflation, because of alternative fuel vehicles that don't use gas, because of CAFE standards with fuel efficiency going from about 10 miles a gallon in 86 to maybe 40 miles a gallon in 2020 or so. People aren't buying as much gas, and it's a volume-based tax.
So, David, I guess in part what he's saying is, yes, the people passing through may be able to fill up without paying a tax, but the way cars are going these days, they're not drinking that much gas anyway.
And it's absolutely right that cars are using less gas, which means people are saving money, but that's just no reason to eliminate what remains, which does raise a fair amount of money that Virginia needs to repair things. The Virginia gas tax is also, in terms of inflation, adjusting for inflation, the lowest it has ever been because it hasn't been raised since the 80s. Which means Virginia is just getting less and less money, and obviously people don't want to pay more for gas, but they also really need to fix the roads, build things like the Silver Line and other projects that the state needs.
So then what is the solution?
Well, a simplest one would be simply to raise the gas tax back to be in line with the historical levels once you adjust for inflation that it has been. Another approach the state could definitely consider is making the sales tax apply to gas. The governor actually wants to also exempt all gas purchases from the sales tax, which are exempted now. So that means someone buying groceries in Virginia would be paying money for roads, but someone driving through the state would not be paying anything. So rather than actually raising the gas tax, a good option would be to have at least some of the sales tax apply. And that would raise money for transportation, it's money the state needs. Basically, you could do what the governor's suggesting for the gasoline as far as the sales tax goes, but not eliminate the gas tax.
Of course, nobody likes to see a tax go up. We don't like paying it. Certainly, politicians don't like raising taxes. Maryland is also talking about raising the gas taxes. Is that where things are headed for people on that side of the Potomac?
It's a likely option. The sales tax, applying the sales tax to gasoline is also another approach that the state could do. Certainly, people don't want to have to pay more for gasoline, but on the other hand, people don't like not having their roads in decent condition. They don't like having bridges that are in danger of falling down. And people in Maryland really want projects like the Purple Line, Baltimore Red Line, better bus service, and much more. So people will get a lot for the money, and it's something that both states really need.
David, as someone who covers transit and development across the region, sounds like you have some pet projects you'd like to see developed.
Absolutely. I mean, the ones I mentioned, I think, the Purple Line is going to be an enormous opportunity to help people get between Bethesda, Silver Spring, College Park, New Carrollton. That will do a lot to help people get around Maryland. It'll do a lot to relieve traffic for the people that, because a lot of people will be able to ride it instead of driving in Virginia. We definitely need to finish the Silver Line and expand to 8-car trains on Metro so that there isn't so much overcrowding the way we've been having now, especially with the changes to the Blue Line, and build things like streetcars along Columbia Pike in Arlington and in Crystal City, and extending those to Fairfax, Alexandria, and more.
Well, we do look forward to discussing those projects and a lot more with you, David, in this new year. I just wanted to ask a final question about optics. Why do you think that Virginia's governor is taking this route of let's eliminate the gas tax, but then people would be paying more elsewhere? Is it an optics thing? Is it so that it does not appear that he's raising taxes?
You know, honestly, it's such a bizarre proposal that it's hard to know for sure. A lot of people speculate that it might be with an eye towards a future run for federal office because, you know, this is really bad for Virginians, but, you know, maybe people in other states will think it sounds good to them, and so that might help him politically. It also, some people think it's just an opportunity to come up with a proposal that means that nothing will really happen, and he'll go out of office not having had anything happen that could get beyond his record and cause any political problems for him.
David, thanks for being with us tonight. That's David Alpert. He is the founder and editor-in-chief of Greater Washington.